Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Feta Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. I am a fan of the wrestling and so is producer John sitting beside me here. John, you like your wrestling, didn't you?
I love the graps. People don't...
Don't call it the graps, mate.
I hate that term. I don't know why I just used that. I feel disgusted with myself for even using that term.
Don't ever call it the graps. Grado, who is normally with us in the room on the show, is not here. He is over in sunny Seville. Watching his, apparently there's some kind of football match on, but he's been over there for that. Have we heard anything for Grado? John?
Well, our big brother podcast, Football Daft, we've been running a wee bit of a Seville diary with between him and Shell Suit Bob off of River City. So Grado's been sending videos. The last video I got from Grado, however, it's been all very kind of nice. Grado's been accosting German people, making friends with them. He chased an old lady down the road saying, do you know who Chris Toll is? But the last video I received from Grado was about 10:30 last night. It's 11:30 Spanish time. And this was it. Here we go.
He doesn't know a foul other. Aches and pains and the April shower. Living all out and out again. The whole world stops inside again. It doesn't really matter about the rain. We'll get through it anyway. We'll get up and start again. We could be lifted. Lifted. Lifted.
There you are.
Hope none of the Rangers... supporters get lifted, you know.
Oh, aye, here you are, John. Well done. There you are. Let's hope. Don't even speak that into the universe. I thought it was very heartwarming that all the old Rangers legends were coming out.
Remember who you're representing.
Please don't smash anything up. So that's football. Wrestling. Wrestling, mate. Big news. Obviously, the big news that is buzzing around that has broken this week, the past couple of days on Raw, just before Raw, I would say, on Monday night, of course, Sasha and Naomi honing in their belts and walking out of the door. John, what's your take?
I think I've got to take my hats off to them because it's about time. Like, the female tag belts have been completely, you know, they were brought in, they're meant to be defended across all brands. They've just been laid aside, you know. They obviously dropped Sasha and Bayley dropped it at Mania, and then since then it's just they've just been thrown about, makeshift tag teams put together. You know what I mean? Obviously, the Iconics left, who were like the only kind of proper real female tag team, and it's just I think Sasha is in the position now, both as a wrestler and as a personality, that she can probably stand up to this kind of stuff, you know. And if she's not happy with her booking, it's Austin-esque, isn't it? You know, her walkout, you know.
It is.
So fair play to Sasha. And someone put a clip up on Twitter this week of her talking about how she feels about her position in the company when she was speaking to Stone Cold on his podcast. Mm-hmm. And like, fair play to her. What do you make of it?
I mean, one of the things I'm most surprised about is the amount of people online who are kind of stoning up for the WWE in this, who are kind of saying they signed their contracts, you go, you turn up to your work, and you do what you're told. And that's no, listen, they're not working on like a factory flare somewhere, right? And they harm anybody that does. They're not working in a call center, and they harm anybody that does. They're working in an entertainment company, you know what I mean? their brand as themselves. It's a different thing. And egos have always been a part of the wrestling business. People knowing their worth used to be a significant part of the wrestling business. I kind of feel it's a wee bit of a problem, actually, with the WWE as it stands right now, is there are a lot of people that don't know their worth, don't know the value that they've got, and will they, whatever shite creative horns them down today. And it's no good enough. You have a right, I think, to stone up for... it's not just about getting better treatment for yourself, but I think you have a right to stone up and say, this isn't good enough. The way that this system works isn't good enough. The way that the storytelling is working isn't good enough. It's fine to do that. You know, you can... I'm just staggered by the amount of people sticking up for the WWE. I don't get it. I don't get why. I kind of feel that people nowadays, John, have been conditioned, brainwashed into falling in love with corporations. I kind of feel like, well, the past decade or so, people have been brainwashed into loving Netflix and loving Apple WWE. Apple started it. And they've been brainwashed into loving these big corporations that would fucking crush you under their heel without a fucking second thought. If the word came down from somewhere upstairs that Naomi was to be fired tomorrow, before any of this happened, she would be fucking out of there. Nobody would give a fuck about Naomi. Nobody would give a fuck about Sasha Banks. If the word came down for the tap, money-wise, we need to get rid of him. Nobody's caring about that. It's about time the people, the workers, fucking stood up and made their unhappiness known. We all know there's probably a significant amount of unhappy people at the WWE. We all know that it's unsatisfying that when people do well and when people thrive within the WWE system, it's because they're really having to put themselves out there. They're really having to wrestle bad stuff into good stuff. We know this. You know what I mean? I want to see more people saying, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. No, what I don't understand, John, is the statement that WWE put out, I was flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted is a good word. There's been a lot of correspondence on the buddies and putovers. I've not actually read it yet, but give me the kind of top line on it, Rab.
On this WWE statement?
Yeah.
It was just, I'm always flabbergasted, and maybe this is the thing just about being a wrestling fan and being an old school wrestling fan from back in the day. There's still a wee bit of me that is astonished when they come out and directly say, this is a scripted show. They had hours to rehearse what they were going to do. All that kind of part still blows my mind when it comes out. So that was the first element of it, because that always feels odd to me when that part starts coming out. That always makes me think right away that there's something insidious going on. And then the second thing is, it's because it's the minute they drop the artifice of the art form, right? The minute they drop the pretension of the fucking art form, right? And they start hitting it with statements like that, that always makes me think there's something fucking going on here. Something insidious, something nasty is going on here. And then the part about, you know, uncomfortable way being in the ring with a couple of the competitors and stuff like that, you know what I mean? No, sure, there's something about that statement that landed with me weirdly. You know what I mean? Landed me weirdly. It was like an attempt to trash them, to trash the two of them. It was a petty, I think it was an unprofessional fucking statement they released.
It's. I've just read it there, Rab. I mean, the bit that grabs you is they claimed they weren't respected enough as tag team champions, and even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents. That's pretty fucking brutal, isn't it?
Aye. That, to me, is... You could argue that that is more unprofessional than what they did.
Yeah.
So what you've got here is... Whoever's put that message in it, now I don't know who's put that message in it, but it just, that feels like a wee tantrum. It's odd. It's weird. Now, we all know that Sasha Banks thinks a lot of herself, right? She thinks a lot of herself. She promotes herself well. I've said it a million times on this show, John.
Mm-hmm.
I want wrestlers to be thinking a lot of themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wanting. I'm not wanting these people just feeling glad to be on the show. I've still got a job. Who wants to support a wrestler who's like that? Oh, I've still got a job. Who wants to support that fucking wrestler? Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. I mean, this is probably a different conversation for a different day. But if it was Roman Reigns that did it, it'd be, you know, it's Sasha Banks, who's a woman who's done it. It'd be interesting if it was flipped and it was Roman Reigns who'd done the exact same thing. If that kind of statement was released, I don't think
we wouldn't have heard a peep.
No.
We wouldn't have had a fucking peep if Roman Reigns had done it.
No. You know, last week, Grab, we were talking about front row tickets and people being involved. Have you seen the prices of the Cardiff show?
No, how much?
Would you like to hazard a guess as we play
ringside?
Play your wrestling tickets right. 360 front row superstar meet and greet experience. This
right,
is
whoa. Let me guess. £595.
Oh, you're well out.
How much?
£3,250. That is just, I mean, that is the top tier ticket. 325, that's the meet and greet front row. I'm assuming you get your chair with that. Then you go down, it's 2,250 for a meet and greet experience. That doesn't even say front row. Ultimate fan package experience, 1,200. I don't know what's on that. Premium fan and package experience, 875. And fan package experience, £700. And then you look at the actual pricing of it. The ranges are just crazy.
So how many seats do you think are at ringside, John?
I don't know. I wouldn't even want to have. I mean, there's probably what? Round ringside?
Maybe 100. 100, maybe.
Maybe more than that.
More than 100, but at least 100, right? Around ringside, I would think. Yeah. At least. Jesus Christ.
No wonder they're making money. Jesus. I mean, the lowest ticket I can find is £40. That must be fucking the back row of the stadium. But I mean,
I swear Grado's going to beat us Rangers again.
Aye, but the tickets are mental. I know some of our listeners, because this was the chat on the Discord, is a few of them have bought tickets. I've seen people, I mean, this is not even including hotel or travel either. It's just mental.
Speaking of mental, Toby, a man who was questioned in regards to the Nairn murder case, as we discovered last week, has been back in touch. He says, catching up in wrestling, daft, I'm buckled. Best go home myself in at Nairn police station. Also, these are the boots. We're talking about his boots. Grado was talking about his boots last year. And he sent us a wee picture of the boots, and they're fantastic. They're a fantastic pair of boots. That's a proper stage performer's pair of boots there. To describe to the listeners out there, it looks like there's flames licking up the boots. They've got a Cuban heel on them. Very nice pair of boots. Yeah, boots man, John.
No, but I like those boots. You can see a picture of it if you're watching the video version. Toby, where'd you get those? They are cracking.
Give me a extra inch wearing them.
You strike me as a kind of boots man. I can see you kicking about in a pair of them. And
the problem is with boots is finding the right trousers for the boots.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? It's no fucking easy, isn't it? Ryan, get in touch. You found a treasure in the house. 28 years old, SECC in Glasgow, you got this. And it's a big pointy finger. Big foam pointy finger. Number one on the index finger and on the palm, Brett the Hitman Hart. Weirdly, it's a yellow pointy finger as well. You would imagine it would be in a mere, you know, Hitman.
Yeah, pink.
Yeah, you'd imagine mere Hitman friendly colours, but I love seeing old artifacts like that. Phil says, just listen to Friday's show. Haven't he sat front row, but he was third row behind the ring announcer at TLC 2015. Go to keep the chair, still got it. First three matches there was some giant basketball player trying his hardest to buck Brandy. Took a huff and fucked off. But here's a question. I'm assuming this fella went abroad, went to America to see this.
Yeah.
So he had to bring a chair back on the plane and all that.
Right enough, why?
Tell us that story. Get back in touch and tell us that story. How did you get the chair back in the country? Med C got in touch and said, boys, can't believe you talked Big Brother and didn't automatically discuss who you would put into a wrestling version of it. So I put it to Yas, no legends, house pish. Let's get the wrestling Big Brother roster worked out, booked, says Med C. Maximum heat combinations, please. So we went to the audience for that. Great idea. Million Vanillium says, and he's basing this on the most entertaining shoot interviews he's seen. That's a good idea because you know Big Brother, they stay up late at night, they have a drink, and all that, they get bled, and that's when they get deep. Kevin Nash, Paul London, ICP, Scott Steiner, Honky Tonk Man Raven, and X-Pac. I mean, that would be... That's going to be...
Wow.
The house isn't going to be stunning at the end
I'd
of that.
I'd watch that.
They're going to have to send in like a SWAT team, I think, to get the guys out of that house. Sean says, if the man wants heat, you chuck in Sheik. And you have Hogan enter later on, just A2 and nobody else. Just A2 in. Ian says, Chris Toll, Grado, Jack Jester, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Vince McMahon, Vince Russo, Jim Cornette, and Shah Samuels. You know Chris Toll would be the star of that one, wouldn't he?
Aye, he would star be, of that one.
Because Grado would just be annoying Vince Russo. I know he would. They'd just be blaring about Vince Russo and all that.
Grado would be trying to sell over to everyone in that room.
Jester would be doing a wee bit of cooking and making nice cocktails and all that for Ric Flair. That's what I imagine Jester would be
trying
to learn that Ric Flair's knee and making him nice cocktails and all that kind of stuff. You know, why Jack is a big gentle giant. Shah, I don't know what Shah up to. Probably doing a lot of work and exercising and fucking eating salad. The way big Shah looks these days.
I know.
Daniel says Jim Cornette and literally any wrestler that debuted after 2005 so that they can all battle Cornette. And Jamie says Chris Benoit. Just Chris Benoit. Just his self.
Chris Benoit as well. That's probably the safest.
Just watching him going off his head and a hoose when he's in. And Graham Orr finishes us off by saying, talking about brothers Federico, he offered me coke and some toilet in a tune a few years ago. That's allegedly.
That's
an allegation, that story that happened. Although this says he offered me coke. Could be a can of coke.
Exactly.
So we know that's Graham Orr that said that, and it's a total fabrication. Final thought comes from Neil, who says, we know what Golden Girl rap is, but since it's the finale of the night, I want to know which Derry Girl he is. And I'm sorry to tell you all, I've never seen Derry Girls, which is
I've never seen Derry Girls either. Everyone raves about it, so I am.
As a boy I know was in it recently, so I need to, right. I need to check it out. Aye. Right, and if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, one of the most important things when you're a wrestling fan is trashing people in their chosen profession or elevating people in their chosen profession to a status that is unattainable by many. This is where we bury and we put people over. It's certainly going to be interesting what people are talking about today. Will Sasha Banks be buried? Will she be put over for what she did? Let's read on and see. Before we do that, John, is there anything you would like to bury and put over from the world of professional wrestling before we continue on?
As we discussed at the top of the show, I want to bury the WWE's ticket prices for that Cardiff show. That is fucking ridiculous. It's like WrestleMania prices. In fact, with the money that you could spend on front row, you could probably get to WrestleMania, get really good seats, get your flights and accommodation sorted out. So bury the WWE. Just because it's a UK show, it shouldn't be treated as WrestleMania. So get it up, because it'll be a base and then like a house show anyway. So we wait and see. Unless they change the title and let Drew beats Roman and gets the title, that would be worth it in that case. But
I meant to say this last week because obviously this is a wee bit older, but I want to bury Ryback for what you said about Vince McMahon's maw. You don't do that.
No,
you don't do that, John.
You don't. He's got a lot of heat coming from. Can I put over how I rap? I want to put over a man who I think in the last few months, in fact, probably since the start of the year, has really stood out for me in AEW, and it's Dax Harwood. See the solo stuff he's been doing, the match with Cash, he was in the opening match against Adam Cole there last week. He has been brilliant. I think he's what a star. And I mean, it looks like kind of... FTR are doing a kind of face turn at the moment, and I think he's been a real standout on his own.
I want to put over Ric Flair for having another match.
Oh, for fuck's sake, really?
I'm fucking serious.
Really?
Why no? Like, why the fuck no, man?
20 years ago he was struggling. Is he 72 now?
But listen, it's the wrestling business.
You want to see that?
It's the calmest. Why is everybody all acting like the wrestling business is some, like, you know, come on, let's be genteel and sophisticated now, you know what I mean? It's no right. He's an old man in there. There's a fucking old man in wrestling rings for about fucking 40 years.
Have you seen the film The Wrestler, Rob? Of course you have. Do you not feel that it could be like Rick's last? Do you think he's going to go out in a blaze of glory?
Rick's away past that point. Rick's away past that point. He's away past that. He's like, this is like the wrestler fucking four he's in. He's... Ric Flair, he's going to go into that match. He's going to be protected. He's going to do some of his stuff. There's going to be young guys in there looking after him. It'll be fine. If I can let the guy have... The guy, we all thought the guy was going to die 3 years ago. I thought the guy was fucking dead.
I think he might die. I think it's going to be the final scene. I mean, you don't know if he dies in The Wrestler, to be fair. It's presumed it's a bit like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the end of The Wrestler.
John.
Spoiler alert, by the way. John. What if Rick dies in the ring? That's John. How he's going to go out.
Ric Flair wants to die in the fucking ring.
True.
Rick wants to die in the ring. He doesn't want to. What does he want to die in a fucking old folks home? Ric Flair? No way. He's a guy we thought was going to be dead 3 years ago. Well, that looks like Ric Flair's in his road out. Now he's having another match. Fucking good on him, man. the other thing I want to put over is Chris Jericho. How good Chris Jericho looks.
Oh, yeah. He's obviously been on the DDP again, hasn't he?
He looks absolutely... He's a fucking 10 years younger. He looks.
It's
great.
Like it's within 6 months he's turned it around.
Unbelievable. He looks amazing. He's put the work in. Maybe some doctors have put some work in as well. We don't know. We don't know. But he looks great, whatever it is. And you know, he's just a great. What a character, man! What a character. Right. Let's see what the punters are saying. Chris wants to put over MJF's bizarre old babyface mic work in Long Island. Crowd always rabid for him. Also putting on Darby Allin's skeleton, completely unbreakable despite the Mad Lad's best efforts. That boy needs to look after himself. But he's a skateboarder, and these guys are just indestructible. Anyway.
Do you know an MJF thing? I've got to hand it to AEW how they flip the dynamic when it's their hometown, because Britt Baker a couple of weeks ago in Pittsburgh did the exact same thing. And anytime I've seen MJF in Long Island, I mean, he still gets his kind of heel stuff in, but at the same time, it's like, you know, what, he's so over here, so why make him berate the crowd when he can play to them, you know?
Aye. And MJF is just...
He's brilliant.
He's just one of the greatest, you know what I mean? I think, like, of the new breed of wrestlers that are through, he's top five, easy. You know what I mean? Mike wants to put over Grado's sitcom-level funny story of how he made a titty sell with the Nasty Boys recently. And wants to bury the name Blackpool Combat Club, which sounds like an idea formed in a school playground. Now, Mike, hold on a minute. I think Blackpool Combat Club is one of the names that maybe sounds a bit odd to us, because I think about Blackpool, I think about like the Pleasure Beach and that, and I think about like eating chips and you know what I mean? I think about the time I went to Blackpool Tower and they had this kind of journey to the centre of the earth type ride that was inside Blackpool Tower, and this is when I was in my teenage years. I was a teenager in my, what age would I have been? Like 15, 16. And there was a lassie who, her family were there as well. And we kind of got chatting, an English lassie. And then we both went on that ride together. And then something happened. Let me tell you, you know, that's what I think about when I think about Blackpool Combat Club. No, when I think about Blackpool Combat Club, I wouldn't describe what happened in the darkness of, you know, in front of that T-Rex as combat. But anyway, but in America, I think the name Blackpool Combat Club probably sounds good, man. The BCC, the Blackpool Combat Club, or Blackpool, England, probably sounds like a rough place. Blackpool, think about it.
When was the last time you were in Blackpool, Rob?
Rough as fuck, man.
It's I was down, like, the kids love it, right? We take the kids, it's their favourite place.
Yeah, I like Blackpool.
Mm-hmm. Entire world to go to is Blackpool, right? I mean, we're meant to be going to Florida this year, and I think if I said, oh, like, if one of them say we've got COVID and we have to go, oh, we have to go to Blackpool instead, they'd be delighted. But I tell you what, it's no change since I was a boy, and that was down there with my parents about 30, 40 years ago, you know what I mean? Woof.
I go to Blackpool anytime. Blackpool Illuminations, man, or a wee fucking, you know, arcade machines, get on the shows, man, get some chips, buy some shite T-shirts, nor that. Have a drink, man, have a pint here, have a pint there. The music coming out, or a wee pubs, nor that. I like it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to enter. But see, if I went to Blackpool, John, if me and you went to Blackpool, mm-hmm. we were having a lovely weekend, and a guy came up, a big fucking English guy came up and says, you want to come down the combat club? I'd be fucking terrified.
That's true.
I'd be terrified. Yeah. Bronze Cello wants to put over getting tickets to WWE Clash at the Castle in Cardiff. Bronze Cello's gone. What a birthday weekend that's going to be. Owens, Otis and Gable with a contaminated Elias Ezekiel DNA barbecue test segment. Great as always. Oh, I want to put over Ezekiel again. Just all these wee videos that keep coming out, you know, where I'm talking about like how his brother went before him and paved the way, you know, and maybe one day he can be a tag team champion with his brother. I'm not fucking love it, man. I can't get enough of it.
Brilliant.
And Braun Shelley wants to bury Tony Khan, getting my boy Danhausen squashed in his debut. I'm no happy. Jimmy wants to bury Sasha Banks taking the huff.
There you are.
but also wants to put over Sasha Banks standing up for herself.
Good on you, Jimmy.
And there is the inner conflict. Just in Tenants Lager, brilliant name, wants to put over BOSJ started. El Desperado versus Titan was a class match, and it was only day two. I've not seen any of this. I should check it out. Also,
I know you've kind of lost your Japanese way at the moment, haven't you?
Well, listen.
Too much going on when you've got 100 wanes and, you know.
No, I'm going to be watching Mare Wrestling, right? I've already kind of started. I've been looking into getting even more access to even more promotions and stuff like that. I'd quite like to be able to cast my eye across it all. But honest, Best of the Super Juniors hasn't been something I've regularly checked out. As a fan of Japanese wrestling, I like the fucking big men, you know what I mean? I like your big men, big fucking chops and that. Also, Jushin Tennis Lager wants to put over Sasha and Naomi for trying to make the titles mean something rather than waste what's been built over the last few years. And wants to bury a WWE statement regarding Sasha and Naomi's situation. The fuck were they thinking? Exactly, mate. Well said. Stevie wants to bury the fan who attacked that indie wrestler at the weekend. Fucking dauber. Don't know anything about that, John.
I've not seen that. I'll have to look into it.
And Stephen wants to put over Darby Allin versus Jeff Hardy. Mental match, as expected. And Scottish Wrestling Network wants to put over Grado's favourite wrestler, Crusher Crabbe, after he announced his retirement at WrestleZone.
Oh, no!
13 years of the wrestling. An underrated big man over the years. Well, I didn't know anything about that, did you?
I'm very disappointed. You know, obviously Grado's not here, our WrestleZone expert, but Crusher Crabbe was a bit. I even know Crusher Crabbe. He's a legend up that way.
Aye, but Crusher Crabbe isn't that old, is he?
I don't think so. I tell you what, on WrestleZone and our favourite wrestler, Bingo Balance, we got a message sent over or flagged up to us on Twitter. From Lost Boy Aspen, who claims Bingo Balance is generally the top five best wrestlers I've ever worked with. He does a finish called the G17, and basically says the Bingo Balance is the man. So on the Bingo, we've not spoken about him in a wee while.
Aye, it's nice to hear a wee update on Bingo. Dan wants to put over Wardlow. His run just now is incredible. Reckon he could beat the guy sooner rather than later. Absolutely. And Dan wants to bury, why do the Jokers in the Owen Hart tournament automatically qualify? Why not have them in the qualifying matches instead? I think what you have to remember there, Dan, is just that wrestling's kid on. It's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, today a running. And after a few weeks off, we return to our beautiful patrons to get them in the mix. And welcome back Colin Scott, who's spoken to us before, but this time, as a special treat, he is live from his Moz caravan.
I really hope he can switch on his video so we can see where his caravan is.
Colin, where are you? There he is. Take off your background, Colin.
That's my brother. Mate, I've got no idea how to take it off.
Oh, he doesn't know how to take it off now. We've just got a big dish. You're in a caravan, right?
Aye, mate. I'm doing it at Stranraer with my mom.
Nice. And is it a caravan park?
Aye, it's like a wee... Wendlers, it's cried. It's just like a wee caravan-y bit. I'll show you outside, but you can't see, can you?
I know what a caravan looks like anyway. I need to admit.
It's a caravan.
But I want to hear more about this caravan, though.
Exactly. See that picture of a caravan you've got in your head, mate? Aye. It's exactly like that.
It's exactly that. Aye. So have you hired this caravan or is it your caravan?
It's my mom's caravan. She's doing for the week and I'm just doing visiting. I just come down the day because I cannot throw. Mate, I stay in Cumnock, right? And Cumnock, the day is red, white and blue. And it's no fun, me.
So you've escaped?
I've escaped, mate.
You've made a break. If the result was a certain way the night, though, when are you going to go home?
Oh, I'll go home and watch it. I'll go home the night to watch it.
Are you going home the night to watch it? Are you actually going to watch it?
I was just looking for something today with the wee man today, to be honest with you. So I thought I'd bring him down here while she was at her work.
Right, okay, cool. So, but is your mog at that caravan there all the time? Or is it she hired it for
aye,
the
aye, 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 aye. She's got it here all the time.
My mom used to have a caravan as well in Rosneath, which is like no far away from where I'm now. I never went to Shedd for a few years.
No.
But I was just because of my age at the time, I was kind of like in my late teens, and I was kind of like just, I wouldn't be going down to my ma's caravan in my late teens. Had other stuff to be doing, know what I mean?
I can imagine, mate.
But, yeah. Mate, so what's been happening? What's been happening with you?
Nothing, mate. I'm a Danu, so that's just my life.
That's it, you're that's a Danu.
It's my life now.
How's it been Jeez. Going?
Great. Best thing that's ever happened. Best thing that's ever happened to me. Fantastic.
How you feel? Let's get away from all the practicalities here, you know what I mean? Or the fucking practical stuff. How are you feeling as a man within yourself about it?
Within myself?
You know what I mean? Like, how do you...
Honestly, it's changed me. It changed me as a
human. Have you found new levels of yourself now?
Aye. I definitely have. Like, everything just... See, for the minute you started laughing.
Aye.
It's a game changer. Everything's all just about making him smile now.
Aye.
My whole life just revolves around about putting a smile on that wee boy's face.
Did he greet me on now?
Mate, I'm an emotional wreck. I'm an emotional wreck.
That's a question I always ask people that have became parents, you know what I mean? Particularly guys when they come dads, I'm like, do you find yourself greeting me?
This is very embarrassing a wee bit, and I'm quite glad that he's known the day. But see, yesterday I was sitting on Instagram, and I was just trying to kill 5 minutes, and Grado's entrance for the SECC come up at Fear and Loathing, and I was sitting there with a lump in my throat, and saying, what am I doing? Watching a wee chubby guy for Stevenson walking out to the wrestling, and I'm sitting here with a lump in my throat.
It was an emotional time, though, back then, and it was the past, wasn't it? It's like, that's the thing, it's like you past. Start to feel, you know, you feel stronger about the past. Aye, nostalgic. You feel mortal, didn't you? You can feel your mortality. You're feared to die, right? I remember this when I had my first wane. You're like, I can't die now. I can't die.
Aye, mate, you're 100% right.
So that I don't want to die and they forget me. They don't even know who I was. Like, I need to stay alive for at least another 15 years. You know what I mean? so they remember who I am. And that was the thing that really, that kind of done me in, man. Like when my first wane was born, I was kind of thinking about that stuff all the time.
How many wanes you got, Rob?
Four lassies.
Okay.
Aye.
Exactly, that's the action.
Four lassies.
And you can believe I'm able to do podcasts and all that, not all the stuff that I do with four wanes, man. It's unbelievable. What a guy. A superhero, man.
If I had my heart here, I'd take it after you, mate. I'm happy with one. I think I'm all done with one.
Is that you, as you think?
Aye. I had, before he was born, like, I was all hyped up for having a lassie. I was ready to have a lassie. Aye. I was getting emotionally prepared for a lassie. Ready for the princess parties and all that. And then I found out he was going to be a boy. And guess what? I wasn't expecting it. It took me a wee while to get my head round about the fact that it was going to be a boy, because I had accepted the fact that it was going to be a lassie.
Aye. I would never have a boy. I could have 10 more wins and they'd all be lassies. Guaranteed. I know that. So, mate, the wrestling you've been keeping up with?
Mate, I would like to make an announcement. Oh. I am officially retiring from watching wrestling. I'm done.
John.
What's happened, Colin?
I'm done as shite, mate. Mate, it's so hard to watch. It's only for 3 hours for a start, right? And every time I sit down to watch it, I'm no interested.
You're talking about WWE.
Anytime the new recently. AEW, I started watching when CM Punk come back.
Aye.
That didn't last long.
Fell away for it.
He just turned into another mid-card, mid-sized wrestler.
Aye.
No, there's zero star power, there's zero attraction. There's nothing that makes me want to watch that. Right, Roman Reigns, how much the man's improved over the last how many years is unbelievable, but who's he going against?
Unless
they bring The Rock back, there's nothing that makes me want to watch it. And I was thinking about it earlier on, because I'm thinking, I'm going to have to talk about wrestling to these boys, and I've no got a clue what's happening in it. And then it clicked, the reason why I've no watched it, and when it all changed a few years ago. See if you can whip the reason it all changed for me. Something happened in the wrestling.
Something happened in the wrestling.
Yep.
and it changed it all for me.
And it changed it all. It's not been the same since a certain thing happened.
AEW launch?
No.
The Shield
because
broke
that kind of no, but something along the lines. Somebody left.
CM Punk.
No.
Ooh. Somebody left.
Yes. Big match, John.
Cena.
John Cena left, and it's no been the same since.
For me, wonder, anyway, I used to think about that myself, about the effect that Cena leaving had, and I do think that Cena was the last guy they allowed to become bigger than the company. I think when Cena left, the WWE went, we're not going to let anybody get that big again. I genuinely do think that.
Everybody says the same thing about Dana White and Conor McGregor. He says that he'll never let anybody get the day what Conor McGregor's done because of the power it puts in his hands.
And I genuinely think corporations think that way now. They kind of go, we're the fucking star of the show. We're not letting this happen again. We're not letting...
Yep.
Because if they were to create another Cena or another Stone Cold or another The Rock, and they fucking walked all the road to AEW, it would knock them to their knees. You know what I mean?
That does make sense.
So, mate, what are you going to replace wrestling with? What do you... Can I just have a chug of a night, mate? What are you going to replace it with?
It would surprise you. I'm ripped into the UFC now. I got into the UFC. But
that's even merrier work, mate.
But I think the reason I like it more than the wrestling now is 9 times out of 10, I know exactly what's going to happen when I'm watching the wrestling, the WWE. You can see it happening. You can see it 9 times out of 10, right? Sometimes you get the odd surprise. But watching the UFC, when the bell rings, as soon as that happens, you've got no idea what's going to happen. It's so unpredictable. But you watch that WWE, I'm either bored to tears watching it, or I know exactly what's going to happen.
Aye.
I don't know if it's just because I've watched it that long. And I mean, there's no
you've
way you sit and you sit and watch
it.
That. Aye, you've seen it all happening.
Aye. What were you going to do when your boy gets into it?
I hope he does get into it. I really do hope he does get into it. Because if he gets into
it... Does it give you an excuse to start watching it again without people thinking you went back on your word?
Yeah, like, I know. I'm retired now.
People saying, he says he's retired, he's back.
The big comeback, like CM Punk. I'll start watching AEW instead.
It'll happen, mate. Your boy will get into it. So what's the plan? So the night you're going back home, you're going to watch that Rangers match.
I'll get a pizza. I'll watch the Rangers game, and then
you'll be hoping Rangers win for the coefficient. No,
no for me, mate. No for me. No, no at all. Not at all. The amount of abuse that I've took over the last 2-3 weeks is unbearable. Unbearable. Celtic won the league last week and we had one day of celebrations and then the whole media has just turned it all back to Rangers again. And it sickened me.
Come on, guys.
That's not true.
Let's welcome Rangers all the best. Come on. Two Celtic supporters, let's hear it for...
Welcome back to Frankfurt Daft, everybody.
Well, mate, listen, it was good to hear from you again. Best of luck.
Yeah, mate, it's always a pleasure, mate.
Best of luck with the couple of hours left you've got your caravan.
I think I'm just going to start heading back up the road now because she'll be heading.
All right, man. Drive safe, guys, and thanks for the chat, right?
Thank you very much. I fucking love you guys.
No worries, buddy. Right, speak soon.
Right, cheers. John, thanks again, mate. Thanks, all right. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be on the running, the best bet is to sign up is to become one of our patrons like our boy did. You know what I mean? Heavyweight champions get first dibs. IC champs get second. Cruiserweight champions get third. Get us on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Give us your support. Come on and have a chat with us. Be part of the gang. Be part of the Wrestling Daft Cinematic Universe. Woo! No, come on. We're asking you to sign up to our Patreon. Patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. That's how you keep this thing going. That's how, as we move forward into trying to plan live events and live shows and stuff like that, that's how we make it happen. We need your support. and we will support you with good entertainment week after week. You can get involved in our Discord now if you're a patron. You can try and fire into each other, chat each other up and all that.
Lots of chat about, I'm just looking down the Discord now, a lot of chat about the ticket prices because they've just been released. And Brian says, I need to get booked for Grado's Family Bash. Thank you, Brian. Him and Eugene is the big brothers of destruction. I like that. A lot of good chat on the Discord just now, so it's definitely worth getting involved. And someone's just put up that Adam Scher's been booked at Wrestling Entertainment Series UK against Alistair Overeem, who I'm not aware of. But yeah, there you go.
Perry. Wow. You're getting info as well. So if you fancy that, become one of our patrons right now, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, as we would love to welcome you to our roster.
You just made the list!
Bigger than Hulk Hogan's pythons, it's a list of wrestling daft. This week it was between the greatest WCW champions and the coolest non-finisher moves. And as voted for and suggested by our patron, Karate Warrior 2, it's the coolest non-finishers that won it. So we're talking about moves here that only recognised as signature finishers. Here's a question for you, John. When I was trying to think about my in ones here, the DDT was a finisher. The DDT is just, and also things like power bombs are some people's finishers.
Yeah,
but you know they're also just a standard move. So how does this work?
This is a question that we should have really posed. I think I'll accept if it's a standard move set. I think you've got to accept it because you could say that, you know, like a clothes. I just like a
lariat.
Clothesline, and that's obviously used by Hangman Page, obviously a bit different, and Big Bradshaw and all that, but
you've kind of said something quite significant there as the thing, you know what I mean? Because if the DDT is allowed, for example, because it is now a basic move set,
yeah,
it would be my number three.
Okay.
Right.
DDT.
My number two would, in all honesty, be the Luthes Press.
Oh, really?
I fucking love the Luthes Press, man. I just love it. How Stone Cold does it?
Aye. Yeah. Nobody really out with Stone Cold usually does it, really, no. Do they?
I kind of feel like... Here's why I'm fascinated by it, though, because I kind of... There's a wee bit of me that thinks if anybody else did it, it would look really shite. There's just something about the way the hang time he gets in the air before he draps somebody with it and all that, and how it works is partly his sequence.
Yeah.
I just think it's really special. It's always been in letting Stone Cold matches. I know everybody just thinks about the stunner. But the Luthes Press, for some reason, always really got me fucking excited, man. You know what I mean? Like, on my feet. Because it was often when the match was turning and he was, like, starting to get his dominance and he was starting to, like, totally let loose on a guy. Anyway, but my number one would be... And you say that, John, without a doubt, it's not a finisher move, but it's a move that I just love. It's just a fucking clothesline. It's a lariat. It's a, you know, particularly a kind of Bradshaw-esque, big, take your heed off lariat. And I'm going, as you know, a fan of Japanese wrestling and the lariats that your Kibashi and your Misawas would hit out with. The ones that are causing proper brain damage to people. spinal damage. But in Japan, the lariat was Stan Hansen's finisher.
Yeah.
In Japan as well. So it's a confused, and my God, Stan Hansen's lariat is just a thing of beauty, man. That big man putting his whole body into fucking using that stiff arm to take somebody's fucking head off. It's amazing to me. And the reason why I love a lariat so much is because I think a lariat done well is the least fake looking move in wrestling. It looks really like you can't fake it. You can't fake that.
I love when people sell it when they flip over as well. When you get that sell, when someone flips over and they're saying, that looks brilliant. Always, that was amazing.
No, I could have went on forever with this. So I love Ric Flair's knee drop, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I could have went on forever with this because there's so many wrestlers that you know, I love their wee, they're just their wee bits of business that aren't they? Anyway, I'm interested to see what people are saying here. Nobody better say the fucking Canadian Destroyer, I'll tell you that much. Chris says Falcon Arrow. Yeah, like, that's a good move. Craig says the 40-odd super kicks the Young Bucks day that earned the finish. Jason says Undertaker's old school. I've always felt been a bit conflicted by old school a wee bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, I mean, when you were a kid, I remember seeing him do it as a kid, and you think, how's a big guy getting up and being able to balance on the ropes like he does?
I fully understood it.
How it works. I mean, Grado does it for fuck's sake.
I know. It's like you say, when you're away, it's fucking magic.
Oh, it's brilliant. I
mean? Sam says, package pile driver. Interesting one. Scott likes Whisper in the Wind. Stuart, Baron Corbin's deep six is always satisfying. What's his finisher though, right?
His
finisher.
It's the end of days is his finisher.
So it is.
Only one person ever kicked out of it.
Jordy says, don't know why, but I've always liked the $1 million fist drop. Yes. Bret Hart's elbow drop for second rope. Let's talk about this one, John. Oh. Bret Hart's fucking elbow drop for second rope. I love that.
what has ignited this fire under you?
Hangs, it's like Ric Flair's knee, or it's like the Luthes press. It's just one of the things, it's just so perfectly executed. And when you visualize it, you can visualize it so clearly. You can see the way he hods his body, the way he kind of tucks and hods before he drops that. You can just see the shape of his body as he brings it down and all that. Yeah, that's a great one. That's listener of the week, Gerd, by the way, Jordy, with that Bret Hart's elbow drop, because if I'd have thought of that, it would be in the shout. But fucking Paul has said Canadian Destroyer. Gail says the eye poke. I like an eye poke. Fraser likes the Three Amigos suplexes because you can use them to pay tribute to Eddie or use them to get cheap heat for mocking him. For heat, especially if you exaggerate the hip movement. Aye, the Three Amigos suplexes, that's a great one.
Too many people do it now, though, these days. It's been overused. I think when it was like first getting done in tribute to Eddie, it was great. But it's just too many people do
but
it.
But when
now.
He did it, mm-hmm. when he did it, and you, that suplex, and nobody does that, kick twisted the legs flipper like he does it, man.
Who was it that saw did it recently? Oh, who was it? It was one of LAX. I think it was, and he did it. I was really impressed by the way he did it, actually.
Beautifully executed.
It was very.
Ryan says Mick Foley's double arm DDT is a great one. You'd be feared taking that a wee bit, wouldn't you? That's one you don't want to take in the school playground. David says
definitely not.
The spine buster. All other animals are wrong. All other answers are wrong.
See a good spine buster, man. I mean, obviously Arn Anderson's the kind of the main man. Who's it in the current roster that does a fucking brilliant spine buster? And you just think, holy shit. Well, FTR do it. Dax does it. Who else does it? There's someone that does it really, really well, and you think that must be Sayre. That must be really sad. Doesn't matter how you take it.
I do like a spine buster. Karate Warrior 2 is his best non-finishing move in wrestling. 3, just for Rab. Conan's rolling clothesline. Jesus Christ. Raven's drop toe hold onto a chair. Jeezo. And AJ's majestic flying forearm. That flying forearm is something special in it.
That's really his finisher though, isn't it? That's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, it is new, isn't it?
Can I put a shout out as well? Kofi Kingston's SOS. I don't know how he does that.
Aye.
But he could really. It looks spectacular, and I've no idea how he does it.
Aye, I like it. You could go on forever with this.
Grado would have loved this list because I'd love to get his take because he's got. I mean, he basically rips off everybody else's finishers.
Listen, why don't we revisit? Like, I would like to revisit this list next week because I felt like I had to be. I would like to just talk about it, no, even in list form, because you know nothing's going to be a lariat for me.
Yeah,
but I would like to just talk about it, just like ones that we remember that are amazing moves. You know what I mean? That are just.
Why keep it going? Keep them coming in then.
Keep them coming. So, John, that's it for this week while Grado's away. You know, we hope he gets back safely. You know, but who would you want in your corner if things do kick off?
He's got Grado, right? Yeah, he's got Shellsuit Bob in his corner for everything.
Is Big Drew over there?
There was rumours, wasn't there? He did put out a tweet to the WWE saying, I won't be getting booked for that week. So maybe Big Drew is. There's Jason Reed, I know, is over there from ICW.
It makes you laugh, though, doesn't it? Because probably Big Vince just saw that tweet and was like, are you fucking up?
That's true.
You're out your luck.
Aye, exactly. But
Rangers, who? Who the fuck are Rangers?
There'll be a couple of wrestlers over there, I think. So Grado, we'll wait and see how Grado gets on.
Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility Sasha Banks and Naomi are in Seville?
Do you know what? That's exactly where they'll be. That's exactly where they'll be.
Is that a possibility? Is that where they're on the route? Let's see if they are. Grado will find them. Grado will be like, I'm a wrestler, pay. He'll find them if they are there. We'll probably see some kind of video tonight to the three of them eating a kebab. We're there in Seville, roasting in Seville. Grado will be dying over there, by the way. So John, it's been a pleasure. It'll be good to get your man back next week. I'm sure we'll have plenty of stories from Seville and we can take a wrestling spin on it as well. I'm not interested in hearing about the football side of it, but I'm interested in hearing about all the Rangers fans where they're seeing one of the UK's greatest ever wrestlers in the mix with them. I'll be honest, there's a lot of guys that I really like who are there, the new in Seville, who are, you know, hoping for a good thing. So I'm hoping I'm afraid I have to say that I'm hoping that here's the truth from my heart. Of course, I'm a Celtic fan. I don't want Rangers to win a European trophy, but I also want my mates that are over there to not have their trip end in a downer. So there's the conflict. What will be, I am happy to accept.
It's a bit like the Sasha Banks Naomi situation.
Exactly. Complex. It's complex, you know what I mean? So what will be. The best team will win, I'm sure. And I think the best team's Rangers, to be honest. So let's see you next time. John up the road.
It's yourself, I guess.
It is myself. Audio Frontier.